I just put that ID card in the mail, in the mailbox at the corner of Stewart Avenue. And I'm on Miserable now, heading toward... There's a street up here that I'm going to recognize. I'll know it when I see it, obviously. I'm giving myself a lot of raw material to work with, and it's been a weakness of mine in over time. So I give myself too much to work with, and I get overwhelmed, and I drown in myself. It reminds me of this woman I used to know. We were having sex, and I was just coming on way too strong. I was like kissing more and more and deeper, and fucking her deeper and just too much. She just told me to stop, and she said her exact words were, "I can't handle this." And then she said, "It's too much," and I felt horrible and embarrassed. I made sure that kind of thing never happened again, but I think about it now, and it's much of an impression as it made on me at the time. I think it was just symptomatic of the fact that we weren't right for each other. That's the kind of sex I had with almost every woman since and after. And it's all been good. But yeah, it obviously takes longer to play back and process these files that are all this audio that it takes to make it, but that sexual analogy is, I don't think, too far-fetched. It's the same personality trait. I think about her more than you might expect for someone I was with 28 years ago, but I always gave her more than she could handle. I was doing a lot of writing back then. I do a lot of writing now, but I showed her some of the stuff I'd written. She did read it, but she said the same thing as she said when we were having sex that night, that it's just too much. And then more recently, I contacted her out of nowhere. Not exactly out of nowhere. I had reason to be thinking about her that was legitimate, but I figured out where she was now and sent her an email. Just said, "Hey, how you doing? What have you been up to?" She really impressed the hell out of me with where she had, what she had done with her life. And of course, I did what I do in response. I sent her what must have been a 3,000-word email listing every one of my little triumphs, tons of links and shit to my web stuff, and it was just too much. And she never responded, and I shouldn't have expected her to. I mean, it really was selfish as hell of me to presume that she had the time or even the interest anymore in hearing every last detail of what I've been up to. But I exhibited the same behavior since forever, really. Selfishly dumping more material on people than they could possibly absorb. Back in high school, there was a prom or a dance coming up, and there was this one girl that I really was crazy about, but I'd never talked to her at all. So I called her just out of the blue. And we talked for like an hour. And it was a good conversation. And she seemed to think so. And it took me that full hour to get around to asking her if she had a date for the dance. And she said, "Yeah." And I just moved on with the conversation as if the question didn't even matter, which of course it did. So soon after, I saw her at school, and like I said, we'd never said two words to each other before this phone call. And I saw her standing, sitting down at a table, and she looked up at me and smiled and said, "Hi." And it was the most vulnerable moment in my adolescence. This beautiful girl that I was certain about, that I was certain I could be in love with. I had a date for the dance already, but gave me the impression she would keep me around and that I had a chance with her. So then the school year ended and I did the stupid ass shit that I do. I met her post school address somewhere. I guess we had those in the school directories. And I sent her a, I don't know how many page long typewritten letter, single spaced, maybe 15, 20 pages long. I don't know. Yeah, it makes me kind of ill thinking about it. Because what was I trying to prove? And then the next time I saw her, the next school year, she saw me coming down the hallway and she just kind of scowled and looked away from me. I never talked to her again. I never really talked to her in person except to say hi that one time.